Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Good evening, good evening, good evening. You are tuned in to Walk in Purpose with Angela. Live from Lagos, Nigeria. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Conversation brought to you by them boys at Looking Glass Entertainment. If you would like to join the conversation, you can press 1. Thank you for joining us on tonight for our 2675th presentation of Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC and our 1,198th episode of Damon Network. Tonight's topic is resilience. He tried, but God said no, and look at us now. Our past do not control our present. And I want to share a scripture, Luke 1:37. Faith does not make it easy, but it makes it possible. Where is your faith? Who or what are you putting your faith in? Do you believe that you have the power to control your destiny? Tonight, we're going to be sharing with two amazing guests. I've had the privilege of meeting one of these individuals, and when I say amazing, she's a testament of resilience. But I'm going to move out the way, and I'm going to allow them to come up. So I want to see if they're here. Kanisha, are you here?
Blessings. Good evening, woman of God, Angela. I am here.
How are you? Welcome, welcome.
Hi, I'm fine. Thank you. Welcome.
Kanisha, are you there? Kashanda, I'm sorry. Kashanda, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. Good evening, everyone.
Well, I want to welcome you guys to Walk in Purpose. And I tell you, I am super excited to share you guys' journey on tonight. I want to start with Miss Kanisha. If you would share just a little bit about who you are.
Yes, ma'am. I am Kanisha Woodhouse. I am a writer, author now. I am a mother of four children, woman of God. I've been saved since, well, I had my first encounter with the Holy Spirit at 13 years old. I am also a servant in the ministry of God, teacher of the word. Yes, ma'am. And I just love doing missions and things like that. I've been to Haiti on a missions trip, and I just love serving God and doing his work.
And how long have you been an author?
Well, this is my very first book that I've published, but I'm always jotting and writing. You know, that's what writers do. They always writing here and there, but this is my first book that I've had published.
So what has this journey been like? What on this journey made you decide that you want to become a writer?
Oh, my God. Well, writing started for me, I would say when I was a little girl, I would always love books. Start writing books, but I would always read books. And I remember being in elementary, and I would be a part of this thing called Battle of the Books, and we would read all the books and then have to compete against other schools to tell about what we read. So as far as long back as I can remember, elementary. But the writing was a process. I began to get prophetic words as far back as probably about 3 or 4 years ago. Different platforms I would go to, people would speak prophetically in my life, about writing books. And at the time, I didn't have the desire to write. The desire kind of came later, and I would see myself journaling. And, of course, I had to seek God because the desire wasn't there yet. So once I heard the prophetic word, the seed planted, I've seen it come to pass in my life. So that's how writing got started for me. That was the process, the starting of the process.
So outside of being an author, what else do you do?
Well, I'm in school for biblical studies. Like I said, I love to be a student of God's word. So I'm in school my fourth year of biblical studies and pursuing God, pursuing the things of God. I have my own jewelry business, which I sell $5 jewelry. So I love doing that, bringing the finishing touch to women by the way of accessories and accessorizing them. I get to meet a lot of different people, hear a lot of people, different stories, just because of building relationships with the people that I accessorize. So, yes, ma'am, my own business and write here and there and teaching. And I like going and see, before the COVID, I would go into hospitals and see the sick and shed in. But since the COVID, I haven't had an opportunity to do that because of the restrictions. So I haven't been doing that. So writing, jotting, studying, and that's basically. Oh, I started An Hour of Power, which is a prayer ministry, and it's called the Love God Fellowship, where we do spiritual birthing. So that's something new, and that started back in the summertime.
Wow. So you know power. Mm-hmm. So if you've been following me, you know power is one of my words. That's like one of my words. And
right.
I want you to think about that word, and I'm going to ask you a little later on. But I'm going to give Tashonda an opportunity to share with the listeners a little bit about her, and I'm going to bring you back up, and we're going to chat some more. Tashonda, if you would share just a little bit about who you are and what this journey's been like.
Sure, sure. Thank you for having me, Angela, and nice meeting you, Kanisha. Let's see. My name is Tashonda Marche, and I am tuning in from the great state of North Carolina, born and raised in New Jersey. I am a mom, you know. I am a woman of God. I am a triumpher. I am driven. I'm compassionate. And I enjoy helping people get through their troubling times. I may not have the power to take away troubles, but I can definitely join you on your journey through the troubles to, you know, demonstrate that we're never alone, even when we feel like we are. I am also a chronic illness warrior. I was diagnosed with HIV at the age of 19 years old, shortly after becoming a new mom. I did give birth to a healthy baby girl, HIV negative, still to this day. To God be the glory.
Amen.
I battle a few different chronic illnesses, and I'm also a survivor of four brain surgeries. And throughout all of the stormy weather, I was able to become a published author. I'm a mentor. I am a executive committee member with our local NAACP branch. I am a workshop facilitator, newly to the NAMI of Wake County. Here in North Carolina, NAMI is the National Alliance for Mental Illness.
Yes.
I recently became a full-time wheelchair rider. And so I'm still learning to adapt to life from a seated position. And so, those are pretty much the highlights and the low points of my overall journey. But as I mentioned, to God be the glory, I'm still here, I'm still going, I'm still serving, I'm still being bestowed just mercy. And that's me.
And I thank you guys for coming on tonight. I just want to say something to Kashonda, because I know her journey. You know, I had the opportunity of personally meeting this young lady. She actually helped me put on, I founded my organization, for those that don't know, I founded my organization in 2016, AALAC, the African American Author Literacy Awareness Campaign, where when I started it, I used to go out and do events. We used to go from city to city, state to state, bringing awareness of brown authors and touching on topics that's affecting our brown community. And we would just gather together, hold workshops, and do things to build up authors and to teach them not to just be an author, but how to be an entrepreneur as well. Kashonda at that time was, she was not fully in a wheelchair, but she was using a wheelchair, put on an amazing event for us. I was under the weather at the time, but she put on that event. And, y'all, she told me, well, as I was traveling, I traveled from, at that time, Anderson, South Carolina, to Raleigh, North Carolina, six-hour drive. And I drove up there, and she said, Angela, she said, go rest. She said, don't worry about anything. This lady had everything set up. All I had to do was go to the event, show up to the event the next day. That's why when I tell people, when people make excuses, I can't accept excuses, because you have people that have terminal illness in wheelchairs and go above and beyond to make sure that things are done. So I can't accept excuses. And that shows me that this young lady has resilience. So I thank you guys for coming on tonight. I want to know, we touching on that topic, I want to know, since Kanisha brought up the word power, I want to know, what does that word mean to you, Kanisha?
Oh my God, power! And as when you told me you was gonna come back to me with that word, I actually looked it up, and the definition is possession of control, authority, or influence. And just having the authority or the control over your life as much as you can have, to after going through as much as, say, Kashonda, you know, you to get things back in priority, to get back on your feet, to get back in line with your purpose. That's what power means to me, being able to get things back together, get yourself lined as much as you can with what you have, having the ability to do it, having the strength to move forward no matter what you've been through.
See, when we book these shows, when we plan, when I talk to you guys, and we booked these shows a while back, you know, not knowing that things were going to transpire as they transpired. Y'all know I lost my brother. I laid my brother to rest tomorrow at 1 p.m.
Yes.
But you know what? I pressed because I want people to know that God's word is not going to return to him void. And we living in those days. We got to have faith in something. Where is your faith? We have caller number one in queue. And I'm going to take this caller, and we're going to come back, because we're going to touch on this topic tonight, because I want some people set free. Caller number one, you in queue. Can you tell us where you're calling from and your name, please?
Hello?
Yes, caller number one.
Can you hear me?
Yes, how are you?
I am great, ladies. I am listening to you guys, and I'm feeling super inspired, and I am so grateful to be here. My name is, I go by the name of Poetic Jewels, and I am, how do they like to describe me, the newest intern for ONE Dynasty. So I'll have a show that will be coming up on December the 30th at 9:30. I'd love for you guys to tune in. Angela, Kashonda, and Kasha.
Yes.
You guys have been on for 20 minutes so far, and I'm already feeling so inspired. I appreciate you for sharing your story, you ladies. The resilience is very interesting to me. The ability to overcome understanding that faith without works is dead. That the one saying that I like to use a lot is that God gave you common sense and feet to make things happen for yourself, you know, and to hear your story, Kashonda, and understand that, you know, even though now you're in a chair, still out here making it happen for yourself. You've been doing that.
Yes.
You know, and just the way that you
been doing it.
When Angela, you know, went on to, it was Kanisha who was speaking of the power, but Angela went into saying that, you know, you can make things happen for yourself. It's like, it's almost like, it doesn't seem scripted, but it seems as if you guys coming together tonight was supposed to happen. You understand? Like this word that you're giving out tonight is going to serve as testimony, and it's going to be a word for somebody. Somebody who might not be able to or doesn't understand the power, you know, in their words, the power that they have been given to steal, even though you're sitting down. Even though you're sitting down, you still standing up. You standing up for me. Like, I feel so lazy listening to your story, and I go pretty hard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, you are, I mean, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of all of you. I appreciate you guys tonight, and I'm very grateful to just be here to bear witness to whatever you guys are going to have going on for the next hour. I'll be right here listening.
God bless you.
Amen. Well, I want to thank you for calling in. If you would please share again when your show will be on.
My show will air December the 30th at 9:30 p.m. I go by the name Poetic Jewels, and we'll have a poetry session. That's what I do. And it might get a little steamy that night. We might have a little erotic poetry going on. We may touch on some of the world's issues, but I'll have a few, hopefully I'll have a few poets to come up and share some of their work. And it's going to be live, and I'd love for you guys to tune in.
Well, I'll definitely be there, and I want to thank you for calling in. So, guys, I have to go back to, I've been talking about the COVID, I've been talking about power, I've been talking about, we've been touching on a lot of stuff, but I want to move to Kashonda, and I want to know, what does that word power mean to you?
All right. Y'all hold on. For me, power means life. For me, power is not an object to play around with. It's not an object to take for granted. Power for me means life. It means being the co-creator of your world. So for me, when I start to talk about power, it automatically makes me, it just fills me up, because I know where my power comes from. You see, I found my power. I once didn't know that I had the power, but now that I do, and I know that God has blessed me with the time, He's blessed me with the ability to recognize and to acknowledge the power within. And so when I speak about the things that I go through, and then I have to speak about power, it takes me to a place. You know, it takes me to a place to be thankful and grateful and just full of joy, even in the darkest moments, because I know that I have power within me that's telling me that it's going to be all right. So I know that my look on life is a little different now, and I'm still learning my way. But for me right now, Power is life. Power is your way. Power is within. Power is you. Power is self.
Yes.
And power is God.
Yes. Wow. I want to share with you guys what he downloaded into me, that word meant. And he broke down each letter. Like, the P stands for position. The O stands for overcome. The W stands for being a willing vessel. The E stands for empowerment. And the R stands for resilience. See, we got to position ourselves. So that means we got to get the education. That means we got to get everything that we need. We got to get that relationship so that we can position ourselves. So when things come up against us, when things come at us, we won't get scared. We won't run. We won't stray away. We'll overcome those things. Because he tells us in Luke 1 and 37, if we believe, it tells us that things are going to come. Because it's saying it don't make it easy, but it makes it possible.
That's so
that alone should let you know that things are going to come at you. But are you willing to overcome those things? Are you willing to be that willing vessel? Are you willing to be that one that's going to stand, that one that's going to share their testimony, that one that's going to go hard, that one that's not going to let anything come up against? See, I talk a good game, so I have to show people. I can't just talk, just walk. I got to walk it. I got to walk it all the way out. So when people say, I know what my brother went through. My brother suffered for over 20 years. My brother was paralyzed from his neck down. I know what he went through. My brother ain't got to worry about nobody stretching his head for him no more. My brother ain't got to worry about nobody pushing him in his stomach so he can cough. He ain't got to worry about that no more. So that's why I pray. But I can tell you one thing, his legacy will never die. Not as long as I got breath in my body. His legacy will never die. And like I said, his spirit will live on. He ain't gone. And like you said, Kashana, we got to tap into ourselves. We have to know that we have power within us. He done told us.
Yes.
He know every hair on our head. He set us apart. He called us by name. He did that.
Yes.
He know everything about us. He know everything that was going to come up against us. But he made a way. So where is your faith? Where is your faith? Because this pandemic has really did a number for a lot of people. It has allowed a lot of people to really find out who they were. Because you couldn't run to the church, you couldn't run to those buildings.
Yeah.
Where a lot of people been safe and secure. They couldn't run to that no more. So really, what do you have on the inside of you? You are you really the church, or you just been going to a building?
Yeah.
That's what season we in. So do you really believe that you have power? Do you believe that you have power, Kashanda?
I do. I'm
How do you know
it.
You have power? How do you know you have power? Share with the listeners, because I want people to walk in their power.
I'm living it. I'm a storyteller. And so I enjoy taking the darkest moments of my life, the most pivotal, the most teaching, the most challenging moments in my life, and I share publicly because I want people to know that whatever it is that transpires in your life, whether good or bad, you'll get through it. The challenging part is that in the midst of it, in the middle of it, right in that turn, right in that curve, is when you feel the burn. And you got two options. You either going to keep going forward, or you're going to let it stunt you. Because you can't go back, okay? You can't go back in time. So you either get stunned, and then there the world misses out on the best you. You miss out on the best you. So when I share, it's to describe what those in the curve moments are. And then today, when I come before you to share that, that in itself speaks for itself, okay? It's not much that I really have to say. All I have to do is tell you the story of what happened, when, and how, and that's it. It speaks for itself. It's no other explanation as to why I'm here right now on this show talking with Angela, me and Kanisha.
Yeah.
It's no other logic other than I was placed in this moment for a purpose. And so, yeah, I believe I have power within me because I know what the darkness looks like. But I'm also learning what the light looks like. And so it humbles me. It humbles me so much that I was able to still be myself, even being operated on, even being, you know, having my blood is contaminated, you know, having my pituitary gland is under attack, even in the midst of all of that. I've done some pretty amazing things, if I can say so myself. I
yeah,
shock
have.
Myself sometimes. Yeah. And it just, you know, it's a very humbling experience because it didn't have to be. It didn't. But somehow, some way, it is. And so I speak to that.
Amen. And Kashonda, so
yes.
What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts? Kanisha, I'm sorry. Kanisha.
Oh, my God. After coming behind Kashonda, I don't even know how to even just put into words. That was such a powerful,
Just
I know
speak
that,
your truth.
Yeah, that is. That's powerful. That is so powerful, and I'm just so empowered just by even listening to just things that you've been through that you've had the power to overcome. You know, I have some different level of trials and tribulations I've been through, and in your mind you think, oh, my God, can I make it out of this? Or you kind of get down, you have down days, but having that power or that fight to keep moving forward. Like you said, you can't stop right here. You can't go backwards, you know, but you have to have the power to move forward. Faith is always forward, and you're pressing towards that mark. That's powerful.
Yeah.
Powerful.
Yeah.
And
when we
tell someone.
And see, we allow attacks. See, some people, they allow things that come at them will keep them down, destroy them, can take them out of here because they don't realize the power that they have and how to tap into that power. You know, you have to realize that, you know, we are children of the Most High. He created us.
The Most High, that's right.
Yeah.
And he knows everything about us. You know, and I truly believe that he would never allow us to go through anything that would truly take us out, but to help build our character and to build us into the person that he's trying to build us to be so that we can fulfill the journey. Because, see, sometimes we're not ready for what we're about to walk into. So he has to nudge and push us. And, see, all the time we always give the devil credit, but it ain't all the time the devil. Sometimes we have to go through some things in order. Because if you never go through something, how can you tell somebody how to overcome something?
That's right.
If you don't have a test, you can't have a testimony. Cannot have a testimony. I tell y'all, I want to know what has this pandemic really, really been like going into 2021. You know, 2020 has been a total. To some people, they feel like some people just want to wash it away. They just want to do away with it, but you can't because that's part of your life. That's part of your time. That's part of your dash. So you can't just do away with it. But what's one thing that you can take from 2020 into 2021? Kashonda?
The one thing that I can take into 2021 from 2020 is hope. Hope and faith. Because you have to think about, we're about to go into January, and this whole thing, I think for most of us, it became a true reality somewhere around March or so. And to come out on the other side, to even have made it through, even because a lot of people lost a lot of people too. So we can't forget about those warriors as well, right? So it's not just coming out on the other side, you yourself, but it's coming out on the other side even when you lost someone in 2020. So for me, it's hope, it's faith. Because if I get to cross the line into 2021, January 1st, 2021, then I'm even more convinced than I already was, you know. But that is it. I'm leaving all the fear and the anxiety and everything away. One of my goals, one of my prayers is to, I'm asking God to be a little bit more stern with me, a little bit more clear with me, and align me with some more consistency when it comes to not allowing fear to override me. See, I'm still struggling with that because this whole COVID thing, you HIV positive, and then they throwing this COVID thing around. I mean, what do you do? What do you do? You know, so for me, it hit kind of hard. And so I have to remain hopeful and I have to remain faithful going into 2021. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Well, I just want everybody to know that you can call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 if you would like to join the conversation. And we are broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria. Kenesha.
Yes, ma'am.
So how has this pandemic been for you? And what is your outlook going into 2021?
Well, this pandemic for me has definitely been an eye-opener. It has strengthened my relationship with God. I remember towards the beginning of the pandemic, and to be honest with you, I was struggling with some things as far as, like, forgiveness, because I have been through a couple things like divorce and everything, so I was struggling with some things. And I remember one day the Lord asked me, would I be ready? And at that moment I realized that I had some things that I needed to change about me. Nothing was worth keeping me from God. And that's what I got out of the pandemic. It was a life-changing moment for me. It was, it altered the way that I was living at that moment. You know, you don't know that, sometimes you don't know that you're holding or harboring certain things. But when God challenged me in that area, I realized things that you're holding on to, grudges and stuff, it's not worth it. Let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Forgive. You don't know. Then at that point, numbers was high. You don't know, you know, if your next day was going to be a day that you didn't wake up. You know, it was just that serious. You know, I was, even in the pandemic, I was yet being blessed. This is the most, I mean, God never allowed me to go without provision. I've been blessed the whole time. But what profit is that if I'm holding on to something? You know what
I mean?
But what I will take with me in 2021 is the confidence that God has me. To believe that God has me and he's holding on. He's brought us this far. All the way through the pandemic, we started hearing about the pandemic in February. It's December. And we've made it this far. We come, you know, this far by faith. I'm like Kashonda, hope. We got to have hope. We got to have hope, and we got to be able to encourage other people not to lose hope, because if they lose hope, that's death. To
all
not
right
have
now.
Hope. You got to
have
right hope
now.
And faith.
Got to have hope and love.
Faith.
Hope and love.
You got to have it.
You got we have caller number
so
two.
That's what I'm
now. We're going to invite caller number two on. If caller number two will share where they're calling from and their name, please.
I'm calling from New Jersey, sweetie. It's Jerry Petito. How are you?
Hi, Jerry. How are you? I am doing great. I will not complain. I don't have no reason.
Okay.
To.
Well, mm-hmm. I want to say rest in peace to your brother, of course, and I want to say hello to your incredible guest tonight. You know, super inspirational. I think everyone out there, ladies, needs to hear everything you guys just said tonight. You know, 2020 has been a very tough year for everyone, and without God, I wouldn't have made it. So, you know, listening to your stories and how you're encouraging everyone tonight is absolutely incredible. So thank you, thank you, thank you for that.
God bless you.
You know, there was a man, I think his name is Nick, and no arms, no legs, no worries. Do you know who he is? Ladies?
No, I don't.
Is what you have to do. You have to Google no arms, no legs, no worries. He'll come up. He's written books. He was on Oprah. The guy is off the charts. He was born with no arms and no legs, and the guy surfs. The guy is an author. The guy's traveled all over the world speaking. The guy jumps out of airplanes. The guy's incredible. So when I learned about him years ago, it changed me. And now listening to you ladies, I want to just say this, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Listening to you ladies, you've done something for me tonight. So I want to thank you for that.
Now, before you leave, Jerry, you cannot leave until you tell everyone who you are.
All right, so I'm not leaving yet anyway, girlfriend. So I'm Jerry Petito. My show is the night before Angelus. So it was last night. Yes, sweetheart. Can you hear me?
I didn't hear you. You are who?
Excuse me, sweetie. I'm the Jersey Jewel. So my show was last night, and I broke this incredible record with over 3 million listeners. You know what I'm saying? And I got the crown, the crown of glory, you know? But you know what I'm honored to do tonight? You know what I'm honored to do tonight? I am honored to pass that crown to you, girlfriend, to Angela. I want to congratulate you on your O&E syndicated station all-time connection record with your 11th all-time and your 8th consecutive. You and your guests are incredible. You deserve it. They helped you get there, and I love you.
Oh, wow.
So hold on to that crown and keep it shiny until you give it back.
Yes.
Wow. Now, Jerry, for real, though, Jerry, before you leave, tell them who you are.
I'm Jerry Petito. You really want me to do all that? Okay. I'm the 2019 Internet International Hall of Fame for radio show host. I was inducted alongside of Brother O. He was in for Internet International Hall of Fame DJ. So we went in together last year. So, and my show again is the night before Angelus, and I love that because if I do get that crown, if I'm honored, I love honoring her with it if she gets it. So it's a blessing.
Amen, amen. I love you, Jerry, and thank you for calling in.
I love you too.
Amen.
All right, ladies.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless.
Wow.
Congratulations, Angela.
Yes.
Congratulations to you guys, because it would not be possible without you guys. So congratulations
to you guys.
And I thank all of our supporters and those that tune in and follow us on a constant basis, because none of this would be possible without them. So I thank them for tuning in nightly and supporting us on this journey. because this has definitely been a faith walk for me. Definitely a faith walk. Guess what, y'all? We have caller number three in queue. So caller number three, tell me where you calling from and your name, please.
Hey, how y'all feeling, boy? Oh, my gosh, I'm tired. It's Willa Guy, co-relaxing in the building. Kind of late on the show, but after listening when I got on, I was like, oh, wait a minute. Did they just drop some good old godly spiritual what? Oh, how y'all feeling tonight?
I'm good. Pretty good.
Yeah.
How about yourself?
Pretty good, yeah.
I'm just captivated by the nonsense that I keep seeing on TV with the news and the government playing these mind tricks and everybody trying to set us up for the okie doke and everybody's just falling in line. Some people falling out of line. Thank God I did, but oh my gosh.
I hear you.
Well, Willa God, would you please share who you are?
I'm a live situation for one, but I'm a host. My show's every fourth Friday. I'll be on this Friday. My show is called Too Thorough by Willa God, and I'm basically just gonna go in on the government and you know how we being disrespected. Are you being respected or disrespected? It's simple, because I totally feel like I'm being disrespected by the way I'm watching the TV now, and it's just terrible.
It's all about the programming, brother. You got the what I like to call flip the script. You know, I created something called the Mindset Remix because I feel as though it's important for people to know. They may not understand right away, but at least when you know better, you have the opportunity to do better. At least that's one of my beliefs. And so when we spoke a little bit about that power that we all actually have within, that's where it's at. You know, people need to know that. People need to know that if they don't like their situation or what's being done to them, then it's another way around that to not allow that to stunt you, like I mentioned before. And it's to go through it with both feet smacking the ground, you know. But you can only get that kind of power to figure that out from within. So the Mindset Remix is to kind of flip the script for people and have them understand that you are a co-creator. You know, the self within is a very powerful thing. Very powerful thing. So thank you for calling in.
Amen. I'm just going to tell you, be encouraged, and I thank y'all for still being here. And it's a shame that we're about to lose our own heritage, because they're not teaching nobody nothing about where we came from. And that goes for all genders. It just sad, but, you know, New World Order is trying to beat us up, and I refuse to fall in line. Stay alert, y'all. I like what y'all doing.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for calling in. Thank you. So, Krishanda.
Yes.
What do you have going on in North Carolina?
Honey, sometimes I'm like, God, what are you doing to me? You know, geez, let's see. I just started a workbook line. Like what I mentioned to the brother that just left the line, it's the concept is the Mindset Remix. I truly believe that if we're actually going to be able to experience the change that is possible for us, and we all have the potential, right, to do this, to become this. If we're going to truly experience the change in the magnificent way that it's meant for us to experience, right? Then we have to we can't expect to live something new with all the old tools, if that makes sense, right?
It does.
So if you want something different, you gotta do something different, right? So the Mindset Remix concept is to get you to first understanding, first becoming knowledgeable that the power is within you. Mm-hmm. As you go along in your process, you will begin to understand. The deeper you dig in, you will begin to understand. Like I said before, you may not understand right away, because I know I sure did. I didn't know what was happening to me. Okay. But I feel as though God placed me in this role because, like Kanisha, like you mentioned before, and I think you too, Angela, touched on this, you know, who's better to guide you, right, or direct you in overcoming or getting through, I like to call it sometimes, getting through it, because we don't really go over anything, but we did, we get through, right? Mm-hmm. So who's best to guide you and aid with you along your journey than someone that has been there, done that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Someone who has, you know, gotten further along in their process to where they do have an understanding. That's who's going to help you get through. So what our job is to work on ourselves until we become aligned with the people, the places, and the things that's going to serve us. And it's going to serve us in a way to make us better servers, because that's how it goes. And it goes on and on. It could become a domino effect. It's amazing. It's powerful. It's profound. But we gotta keep showing one another the way. We gotta keep showing another the way. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's it. And you use the domino effect. I use the rock in the pond. How you toss a rock out in the middle of the pond and it ripples.
Yes, the
and
ripple.
It just ripples out. Yeah, that's what I've been using. But we have caller number four in queue, and I want caller number four to state their name and where they're calling from, please.
Hey, yes. My name is Huni Barkatoon, a.k.a. the Magic Man Peru. And, wow, this show here, even though you have did many women of God tonight, I would say this is definitely your personal best by my personal point of view. Much respect to your special guest. I offer prayers and meditation along with sending healing thoughts of energy your way, you know, for your emotional healing and comfort. And you're definitely doing excellent. Much respect to your special guest. I definitely want to, you know, go online and hear and learn more about the great work in which both of you are also doing. Man, it's just a real, real incredible show. Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you, honey.
Yes, thank you for calling in.
So, honey, tell everybody who you are, who you really are.
Well, I did. But, you know, I will say this. There is some additions, and thank you so much, woman of God. I am the newly elected 2020 International Broadcasting Hall of Fame. I was just voted in, and we had a great ceremony. Definitely take time to go back and do that. And my fellow co-host also had the audacity to vote me in as the broadcaster of the year with this particular wow. That not only is it special, you know, for us and our great company here at O&E Dynasty, it's like receiving an Emmy, a Grammy, and all of them, a Soul Train Award all put together. You get what I'm saying? This is ours. And I can't thank, you know, all of my fellow co-hosts to me who are also equally Hall of Famers. Let me share something with you. I know the beautiful and brilliant woman of God is going to ask me this. So let me get this out the way. My show will be coming on tomorrow at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. I have a very, very special guest by the name of Rabboni Yahshua Nun Tzedek. Okay, don't be sidetracked by the name. You know, all of Rabboni is a master teacher, which is one of the many titles that I have so rightfully earned. But we'll be speaking about and get this advancement. It's called Identifying the Elect. Now, I hear a lot of people come on here on this show walking in your purpose, and I hear some very, very faithful women. and faithful women, not only are y'all are able to multiply and move a nation, but y'all are able to take a nation in the direction that we as men, the masculine species, aren't able to do.
Yes.
I might can raise another man, right, and build with another man, but it's through the works of a woman that we're able to multiply. So through y'all, many different nations, or at least the future nation, will be developed. I also want to interject right quick by the woman of God always speaks about power. Now let me give my I don't want to call it a definition, but let me speak about what power means to me. Power, especially with the people who primarily I was sent to, is the soul people who forgot that. Are people who have been stripped of everything that you can imagine, even our right to live.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Part of the reason why I'm here, and look it up, Operation Nighthawk and Operation Takeover, 5 years, is to reignite that soul, because everything was stripped that you can imagine. But one thing that we have not been, it is our soul. And many people has either gave it away, sold it, or forgot that we have a power that can't be bought. And with soul power, we are able to not only rise back up to the occasion and stand up and be counted as the firstborn children of the Most High, or Mother Nature, or Father Time.
Yes.
But
yes.
We have the power to take the adversary, or who most people call the devil in their kind, and give us the power to take the devil's head off and hand it to him. Thank you.
Amen. Honey, before you go, your show again, come on tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. And again, the name of the show is Identifying the Elect, because this is why it's very important, and thankfully some of your fellow followers and people tuning in. We're tuning in to tomorrow's show because it's very, very important, because a lot of people don't realize that some of the elect stand you right back in the mirror.
Wow.
Let
Thank
that
you
sit.
For calling
Let that
in. Thank you for calling in, Brother Hooney. Thank you again. Mm-hmm. We have caller number 5 in queue. Caller number 5, can you tell me where you're calling from? And your name, please.
All right, that call just went off, so we're going to continue our show, guys. Continue.
Yes. Kashana, let that sit.
yes.
Okay, they need to tune in tomorrow. I thank Brother Hooney for all that he do, because he just wants people to know that they have power within them. And he's been teaching on some amazing topics. So if y'all get a chance to tune in, please tune in. If you can go back and catch some of the archives, because I tell you, he has an amazing show. He has an amazing show. Miss Kanisha, what do you have coming up going on?
Yes, ma'am. I talked a little bit about what I do on Fridays. The Lord had given me to do Hour of Power, and what that is prayer. It's prayer. It started with prayer, and that was something that God had given me during the pandemic, that was birthed out during the pandemic, but it had been prophesied to me a couple of years ago, but God thrust me. We talked a little bit about divine alignment and divine appointments earlier, so God thrust me into the Hour of Power, to do the Hour of Power. During the COVID, I started in my backyard, and I asked the Lord for a building, and he blessed me with the building. So now we're inside the building, and I have people that come consistently for this Hour of Power, and it's empowering people, because, of course, you know, we're out of the church buildings now, but God has blessed us with the opportunity to still fellowship. And it's not a whole lot of people, but I do expect God to grow it. But the people that we have right now have been coming consistently, and they have testimony of how God has been
changing in their life, even their prayer life, even, you know, their walk with God, you know. And all of this came about when my book came out, when the book was released. So I had a whole lot of stuff going on that God was blessing me to do, like I said, during this pandemic. And it's been phenomenal. The Our Power is phenomenal. It's designed to bring people into their purposes, their spiritual purposes. There's more women than men right now, but that's okay because, like I said, we're coming. We're getting charged to go back out to do what God would have us to do. It's like a mentoring, equipping program, you know, so people are getting empowered. They're getting filled up. They're getting inspired and motivated to live for Christ, to be on fire for Christ, and to spread what they get from the Our Power. So that's what I have going on right now.
Amen. Amen. I tell you, he's just been throwing words around with me. I did a calendar because you said Our Power, but I'm doing a half hour power, motivational Monday, half hour power starting in January the 4th, from 9 a.m. to 9:30. So, you know, I don't think that it's a coincidence that we're on here, that everything is lining up, because this is definitely needed. And that word, life, y'all keep throwing it out there. I tell you, you dropped that word in my spirit. and when you said, go back to, because when you drop life in my spirit, it's love, inspiration, the fear of God, and the E3 experience. The E3 experience is educate, empower, and encourage. But then I go back to where we were talking about, how can I have the fear of God if I don't even love my neighbor, if I got fault with people, if I was carrying anger? So, you know, I had to deal with myself. I had to reevaluate me and figure out, you know, what really is going on. Why is you angry with this person? Why is you holding a grudge? What is going on? Because you're supposed to be showing love. So I don't have to do that too. But that was, life was dropped in my spirit. So I said, and then he dropped it in and said, you're going to live life, or you just going to continue to exist and let life happen around you? I want to live life. I don't want someone just existing around me and me not be able to take part in it. So that's what we've been doing for so long. We just been existing and allowing things just to go on around us and us not taking and get involved in it and be a part of it. But I chose to be a part of the change, a part of the stop people from hurting. You know, I started my magazine because I wanted to be a voice for those that didn't have a voice in the brown community, because there's topics that people don't want to talk about. People don't want to talk about, they don't want to talk about molestation. They don't want to talk about domestic violence. They don't want to talk about suicide. They don't want to talk about mental illness. They don't want to talk about things that are affecting our community and keeping us in bondage. And then when we're offered help, we don't want to even take the help that's being offered. We want to brush things under the rug and act like it don't exist. But I'm just going to tell the truth. I just have to be transparent, and I just have to speak about me, because I suffer from mental illness. I don't attempted suicide. I can't even remember how many times. I lost count. After so many, you lose count. Because I was in a dark place in my life, but I thank God for deliverance. I thank God that I was able to wake up and tap in and know that I had a purpose in this world, that he didn't just place me here, that he placed me here for a reason, that there was something that I was supposed to be doing. And I had to find out, what was that thing that I was supposed to be doing? How am I supposed to be impacting lives? I can't do it sitting down. I can't do it with my hands out. I can't do it always looking for somebody to do something for me. I had to wake up and say, okay, Angela, what is it that you think you can make a difference in somebody's life? And when I stepped out on faith, and that one thing, it just took that one thing. That one thing I stepped out on, he's been opening doors. Did I ever think I would be a broadcaster? No. And here I am. Here I am. And to think I've only been doing this since April of this year. Kashonda, when I left you and when we did that event in 2018, do you remember seeing me? Okay, I left my husband in October of that year. Moved to Atlanta. Now I'm in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
So you can imagine, I lost my dad. during that journey. Yeah. I was hospitalized, so you can just only imagine the things that I've endured.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you
had to run for it. Yeah.
Mhm. And that's just been 2 years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. God is having his way with you, honey. You know, he's having his way with you. But it's a beautiful thing because, like you said, here you are, and look at the lives that you're touching, that you continue to touch. You've always been touching lives, honey. You know, but now your reach is getting broader and broader and broader, and that's God filling you up. And sometimes you're gonna get, you know, some scrapes and bruises along the way. You know?
And that's it.
But I thank God for you. I don't know about nobody else, but I thank God for
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, I truly have enjoyed you guys. It is Ngozi time.
Well, first of all, I want to thank some strong women on this program tonight talking about faith and unity. It's funny because, you know, I'm going to tell you how good all in all is, what, you know, we call God Almighty, right? During this program tonight, I had a power outage in my studio. And it's amazing. The power went all the way out, and thank God I, you know, already charged everything I need to do. I have a generator. And I'm like, what in the world? I mean, snap. And then you guys went on about faith. Okay? Never happened in my, you know, illustrious history as broadcasting producer at ONE Dynasty since 13. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? I smell a little bit of electric, you know, smell a little bit. You know how, you know, when the switch snaps back, you want to smell something. I said, what in the world is going on? And then Huni Bakatoum was telling his testimony of how he felt about things. And what a great show. And then guess what? After that, the power came right back on. I said, you know what? You're playing with me. I said, you know what? Underneath the belly of the beast, you're playing. And guess what? You get no victory because you're a loser anyway. So how about that? How about the show went on? How about that? So, you know, thank you.
No, that's right.
To the wonderful and outstanding women on this program tonight. What more can I say about Angela Thomas-Smith, what she gives us on a constant basis? You know, dedication beyond. Cassandra Marche, Tanisha Woodhouse, thank you for being on this program tonight and being strong and being a person there for your sister. And Angela Thomas-Smith, what more can I say about you? Your 11th ONE All-Time Connection record and your 8th consecutive. It's like you and Jerry Petito keep passing the baton. And tomorrow night, we come right back on these ONE stations with a man that's near and dear to our hearts, the 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee, Mr. Huni Bakatoum. We'll be here with We Will Aware You. And we got a special soundtrack for you guys tomorrow. I ain't going to tell you until you see it on the post. I want you guys, you wonderful young ladies, to like ONE, to like Oladele Malaria Ngozi, and come and part of the family and friendships so you can see these shows. And, of course, tomorrow night we will bring you, like I always say, what's near and dear to our hearts. Tomorrow night, the wonderful ONE Dynasty with We Will Wear You, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on these ONE stations. And, of course, Dan Network has advertising to ONE, which is Oladele Ngozi Enterprise Regions, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Prime Time on that. Damon.com. We're at Ngozi Prime, both on Twitter and Instagram. Oladele Ngozi at Twitter and Google Plus. Oladele Malaria Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page. Walking in Purpose, as well as the Historic, Determined, and Motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Oladele.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malaria Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio, that's what put us on the constant basis tonight. And now, back to the ONE Syndicated Commissioner of Broadcasting, Angela.
So, ladies, we did not get to share how they can get in contact with you guys. So, Kashana, if you could share really quick how those that are listening can get in contact with you, and then, Kanisha, if you could share.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I guess the easiest way is click around on Facebook. I'm on Facebook. Last name is Marche, and also Instagram, KSpeaks 101.
And Kanisha?
Yes.
I can be reached on Facebook, Kanisha Woodhouse, Instagram, Kay Woodhouse, and Is. And I also have a Gmail that I can give out, which is kanisha.woodhouse@gmail.com.
Amen, amen. Well, I want to thank you guys for coming on tonight and sharing with me. I want to thank all my listeners that tune in on a constant basis. I want you guys to continue to walk in purpose on purpose and know that God did not just drop you out of the sky, that you were placed here with a purpose. I love you and be blessed. Good night.